Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. A team of middle school students from the Lacouture Ojibwe School in Hayward, Wisconsin, sent rainbow trout eggs with astronauts for experience in space as part of the Student Spaceflight Experiments Program in partnership with NASA. The Associated Press reports that this was the first tribal school to participate in this program and only the second school in Wisconsin. Dr. Jeff Goldstein, who developed the Student Spaceflight Experiments Program in 2010, reached out to the Lacouture Ojibwe Middle School science teacher, Tammy Mansell, to find a way for the school to participate, especially because it would be the first tribal school to do so. Following vigorous fundraising, the necessary $25,000 needed to participate was secured. Once it was known that Lacouture Ojibwe Tribal School could participate, 31 teams, grade 5 to 12 from the school and the tribe's language institute, Wadudukading, submitted experiment proposals to a review board at the Lacouture Ojibwe Ojibwe Tribal College. The top three community chosen proposals were then submitted to the Space Flights Program Review Board at NASA. The winning proposal was to see if rainbow trout fish eggs would grow in space. In January of this year, when the SpaceX Cargo Dragon 2 ship returned to Earth from the International Space Station, it carried the fish eggs home. The three students from the winning proposal, Evan Heath, Kane LaRange, and Thomas White, will now analyze the eggs to determine how they are affected by microgravity. The Green Bay Gazette reports that the students will compare the hatching and development of the fish from space to the fish back at their school's lab. Eighth grader Thomas White said he couldn't wait to see if fish will grow in space. If fish can develop in space, it would mean astronauts could have another source of food for protein during long missions. The fish could also be used in aquaponics in space. The other two experiments that made the community's top three choices involved the fermentation of milk into cheese in space and the germination of wild rice or manioc in space. It's real science, says teacher Tammy Mansell. They can't look in a textbook to find the answers. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.